जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपीजन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरा बनचारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरा बनचारी हरे कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे जय जय प्रभुपाद 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 जय प्रभुपाद जय ओम इष्टपाद परमहंस परिव्राजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर श्री श्रीमत् His Divine Grace Abhay Charanarvind Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj Srila Prabhupada ki Anant Koti Vaishnavarinda ki Granthraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki Hitaya Gaura Premanande Hari Hari Vo All glories to assembled devotees. All glories to assembled devotees. All glories to assembled devotees. All glories to Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga. ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय So we're reading from chapter 3, text 1. Suta Vacha Jagrahe Paurusham Rupam Bhagavan Mahadadibihi Sambhutam Shodashakalam Sambhutam Shodashakalam Ado Loka Sisrikshaya Ado Loka Sisrikshaya Suta Vacha Jagrihe Paurusham Rupam Bhagavan Mahadadibihi Sambhutam Shodashakalam Adau Lokasya Shikshaya Suta Uvacha Jagrihe Paurusham Rupam Bhagavan Mahadadibihi Sambhutam Shodashakalam Adau Lokasya Shikshaya Suta Uvacha Jagrihe Paurusham Rupam Bhagavan Mahadadibihi Sambhutam Shodashakalam Adau Lokasya Srikshaya Jagrihe Paurusham Rupam Bhagavan Mahadadibihi Sambhutam Shodashakalam Adau Lokasya Shikshaya Suta Vacha Jagrihe Paurusham Rupam Bhagavan Mahadadibihi Sambhutam Shodashakalam Adau Lokasya Srikshaya.
What to our translation?
Suta Vacha.
Suta said,
Jagrihe accepted Paurusham, plenary portions, as the Purusha incarnation. Rupam, form. Bhagavan, the personality of Godhead. Mahadadibhi, with the ingredients of the material world. Sambhutam, thus, there was the creation of. Shodashakalam, 16 primary principles. Adau, in the beginning. Loka, the universes. Sisrikshaya, on the intention of creating. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Abhay Chana Aravinda Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj Srila Prabhupada. Translation, Suta said, in the beginning of the creation, the Lord first expanded Himself in the universal form of the Purusha incarnation and manifested all the ingredients for the material creation. And thus, at first, there was the creation of the 16 principles of material action. This was the purpose of creating the material universe. Purpose. The Bhagavad Gita states that the personality of Godhead, Shri Krishna, maintains these material universes by extending his plenary expansions. So, this Purusha form is the confirmation of the same principle. The original personality of Godhead Vasudeva, or Lord Krishna, who is famous as the son of King Vasudeva, or King Nanda, is full with all opulences, all potencies, all fame, all beauty, all knowledge, and all renunciation. Part of his opulences are manifested as impersonal Brahman, and part of his opulences are manifested as Paramatma. The Purusha feature of the same personality of Godhead Shri Krishna is the original Paramatma manifestation of the Lord. There are three Purusha features in the material creation. And this form, who is known as the Karano Dakshai Vishnu, is the first of the three. The others are known as Garbho Dakshai Vishnu and the Kshiro Dakshai Vishnu, which we shall know one after another. The innumerable universes are generated from the skin holes of this Karano Dakshai Vishnu, and in each one of the universes, the Lord enters as a Garbho Dakshai Vishnu. In the Bhagavad Gita, it is also mentioned that the material world is created at certain intervals and then again destroyed. This creation and destruction is done by the Supreme Will because of the conditioned souls. This creation and destruction is done by Supreme Will because of the conditioned souls or the Nitya Baddha living beings. The Nitya Baddha or the eternally conditioned souls have the sense of individuality or ahankara, which dictates them sense enjoyment, which they are unable to have constitutionally. The Lord is the enjoyer and others are enjoyed. The living beings are predominated enjoyers. But the eternally conditioned souls, forgetful of this constitutional position, have strong aspirations to enjoy. The chance to enjoy matter is given to the conditioned souls in the material world. And side by side, they are given the chance to understand their real constitutional position. Those fortunate living entities who catch the truth and surrender under the lotus feet of Vasudeva, after many, many births in the material world, join the eternally liberated souls and thus are allowed to enter into the kingdom of Godhead. After this, such fortunate living entities need not come again within the occasional material creation. But those who cannot catch the constitutional truth are again merged into the Mahatattva at the time of the annihilation of the material creation. When the creation is again set up, this Mahatattva is again let loose. This Mahatattva contains all the ingredients of the material manifestations, including the conditioned souls. Primarily, this Mahatattva is divided into 16 parts, namely, the 5 gross material elements and the 11 working instruments or senses. It is like the cloud in the clear sky. In the spiritual sky, the effulgence of Brahman is spread all around, and the whole system is dazzling in spiritual light. The Mahatattva is assembled in some corner of the vast unlimited spiritual sky, and the part which is thus covered by Mahatattva is called the material sky. This part of the spiritual sky, called the Mahatattva, is only as insignificant portion of the whole spiritual sky. And within this Mahatattva, there are innumerable universes. All these universes are collectively produced by Karano Dakshai Vishnu, also called as Mahavishnu, who simply throws his glance to impregnate the material sky. ओम अज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपाकदहमयं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकम् वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरोः श्रीयुतापदकमलं श्रीगुरून् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातां सहगणा रघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनासहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधा कृष्णपादां सहगणललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश्च नमो विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्त स्वामिनिति नामिने नमस्ते सारस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषा शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देशतारिणे हे कृष्णा करुणा सिंधो दीनबंधु जगत पते गोपेश गोपिका कांता राधा कांत नमोस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये वंशकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्यैव च पतितानाम पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौर भक्त बृंद हरे कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्णा हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। सर्वशास्त्राब्धि पीयूषः सर्व वैदिक सत्फल सर्व सिद्धांत रत्नाढ्य सर्व लोकैक दृक्पद सर्व भागवत प्राण श्रीमद् भागवत प्रभो कली ध्वान्तोदितादित्य श्री कृष्ण परिवर्तित परमानंद पाठाय प्रेम वर्षक्षराय ते सर्वदा सर्वसेव्याय श्री कृष्णाय नमोस्तुते मदेक बंधो मत्संगी मन्गुरो मन्महाधना मद निस्तारक मद भाग्य मदानंदो नमोस्तुते असाधु साधु तादाइन्नति निच्छिच्छो तारक हान मुंच कदाचिन मां प्रेम नृत कंठयो स्फुरः। हरे कृष्ण। सो by the kind blessings of all the Vaishnavas, I have been given an opportunity to speak on this beautiful verse which talks about the beginning of the description of the different adventures, you know, in the first canto, the first chapter, the 17th verse, the fourth question which the sages ask is tasya karmani udarani parigitani suribhi bruhina shaddhananam leelaya ratak kalah. Shri Prabhupada translate them as, what are the different adventures that the Lord undertakes? So the different incarnations are, you know, introduced as, what are the adventures the Lord takes? Now, one would, you know, wonder that, was spiritual world less exciting that the Lord has to venture here? The Lord has taken this adventure, you know, to save the living entities who have rebelled, you know. It just appears like a rescue mission, you know. The whole process of creation, the Purushavataras, if we see, it is so detailed and so graphic that it seems to be like, you know, a movie where a father is, you know, changing so many different costumes and taking so many different forms just to save his child who has rebelled, you know. He is the one who is driving the child all the way to the, you know, the place he wants to go. He is the one who provides him the house. And he is the one who takes the form of a helper in that house. So it is such a beautiful, you know, beautiful and touching experience to see that the Lord is not only the Lord of the entire creation and our Lord, but He is also concerned about His part and parcels. That, you know, just to make sure, you know, that is the real, you know, real love and real care, that although the living entities have left Him, they are not accepting His supremacy, but He takes all the means just to save them, and that also He does in style. You know, it's not that with a, you know, with everything, everybody appears automatically. It's a gradual process, you know, just so that this process itself, whoever hears becomes liberated. Shloshan Chakrabarti says that, you know, those who hear about the three incarnations of the Purusha incarnations of the Lord, they will get liberated just by hearing. So this adventure He does for fools like us, but at the same time He does it in such a way that that description of this adventure itself will liberate them. So such is the amazing, beautiful rescue mission of the Lord, who He undertakes just so that we can be saved. So to the 17th verse, the fourth question. Today, as we are starting this third chapter, which is called as Krishna is the source of all incarnations, the first verse is the answer to that fourth question, thereby beginning the description of Krishna's incarnation. His purpose, we heard yesterday, where just to reclaim the souls He does. But what does He do? How does He do? The detail. So I was just discussing with, Gaurilas Prabhu and trying to find out, you know, the details. So he was, very interestingly, he told me that how the Lord Karano Dakshai Vishnu, He, as He is lying in the Karana Udak, in this causal water, you know, we lie in our casual bed, but the Lord lies in the causal water. He's, everything is meant for a cause. But here, as the Lord is lying, He wants to create. So that from His pores, dravyas come out. And when in those dravyas, kala, jiva, swabhava, and sorry, I missed it. It is a technical for me also, but I thought, let me discuss that. Kala, karma, swabhava, and jiva, when they enter, it becomes mahatattva. So that glance of the Lord on the mahatattva, on the dravya, is, according to the acharyas, is Lord Shiva. Because the Lord doesn't Himself directly touch, but indirectly, through His glance, He starts the whole creation. And as mahatattva is in pure goodness, it transforms into ignorance, and that is ahankar. And, you know, this is how the whole creation is going to roll out. So He does this slowly and gradually, just like Karano Dakshai Vishnu is the first Purusha incarnation. He is the first super soul incarnation. You know, the first helping hand, as He gives, the super soul of the entire cosmos, He is the super soul. And then, as he creates the universe, he enters the universe. Now I was wondering why, you know, why he has to create so many. But here there is a continuous process going on. He is inhaling, he is exhaling. So, no, this is like, you know, I just remember seeing, you know, you see somebody who is walking, and as he is doing something, you know, it's a visual effect where suddenly from that person somebody else comes and starts doing something else. So that creates, you know, more wonder. One person doing everything, the speed will be high. But one person expanding into something else and doing something, it's all wonder. You know, how can somebody expand and do miraculous things? So here the Lord is expanding and doing what? He's created the universe and entered in that universe. So for that universe, which is called as Viraj Brahma, the soul is Lord Brahma and the super soul is Garbhodakshaya Vishnu. And also with that, there are many living entities who are etc. for that universe. And that, the living entities are created and the Lord enters the living entity as Paramatma, as Kshirodakshaya Vishnu. And the soul is the living entity. And with the living entity, there are other living entities. If we closely watch and observe, our body definitely has so many different living entities. But the prime living entity is the soul. So such beautiful and detailed creation. As we see the beautiful verse here, which talks about Jagrahe Paurusham Rupam Bhagavan Mahadadibhi. So, Srila Jiva Goswami gives three different meanings of what exactly Bhagavan means. The first meaning he gives is that one who's Bhajaniya Guna Vishishta. The first meaning for Bhagavan he gives is Bhajaniya Guna Vishishta means one who is worshipable. One who comes in contact with the Lord, he's so much mesmerized, he's so much attracted to the Lord, that he just cannot resist worshipping. He just cannot resist loving the charm of the Lord. It is such an amazing darshan for him. You know, just like Rupa Goswami saying that, you know, if you love your life, don't go on the banks of Keshi, where Lord Govinda is standing in the Trimhanga form. And very soon, you know, he will attract you so much that you will forget your life of sense gratification. So don't go. So it was something like that. A very beautiful form of the Lord who attracts us so much that nothing else but we can remember worshipping the Lord. Now, this is in line with, you know, Parashar Muni's explanation. But here, Jiva Goswami gives emphasis to the supreme, beautiful form of Lord Krishna. That one who comes in contact with Lord Krishna's beauty just cannot resist but to love Him and worship Him. The second explanation given is a general description. Aishwarya Samagrasya Yashasya Aishwarya Samagrasya Viryasya Yashasya Shriya Jnana Vairagya Chaiva Shat Chaiva. So the six opulences the Lord has, you know, this is normal what we always hear. And the third is very interesting, where he says that Bhagavan comes from the word Bhagavan. We're saying it's Bhagavan. And the A in the Va is removed, and this two Vas, they meet together and they have become Bhagavan. So the Lord is a possessor of Bha, Go and Va. So he gives description of what exactly Bha, Go and Va is. That Bha is Bharta. You know, Bharta. Bharta here means that the Lord is the provider, the nourisher, the maintainer
one who maintains. As Karanodakshaya Vishnu, he is maintaining the process of creation. As Garbhodakshaya Vishnu, he is maintaining the universe that is already created. The creation is done. He can disappear. Why is he waiting there? To make sure that the work is going on till the end. It serves the purpose. You know, it's very, many times it happens that, you know, when you delegate something, many times the delegation disappears and the responsibility comes on you. But here, the Lord is still there. And as Kshirodakshaya, as Paramatma in heart, he is there till end. Wherever you go, you know, the network follows, the Lord follows. Wherever you go, he is going to be there with you. That Bharata, one who maintains and one who nourishes. Nourishes our faith, nourishes our devotion. And the go is Gamayayita. That is one who grants love. I know this is a very, very beautiful and rustic explanation. But he's saying that one who gives and grants love for himself. And one who empowers you to go back to Godhead. And Va is Vasa, in whom the entire creation resides, and who resides in the creation. So that is the explanation of Bhagavan, Mahadadibhi. And as, you know, many times we describe avatar as incarnation. You know, many times it is very much required to not give absurd terms to explain complicated concepts. So, it could have been also said descent. But when others understand that something divine takes a form, so Srila Prabhupada many times uses the word incarnation. Exactly, incarnation means somebody who is taking a flesh and body. But this term has been used, but the concept is that the Lord takes a spiritual body, not a material body. Now, so many incarnations, so many types of incarnations. The Lord takes all these incarnations just so that there is a lot of Mary in the spiritual world. There is, you know, Shriya, Kanta, Kanta, Parama Purusha, Kalpataravo. No, all dance is going on, all feast is going on, but just so that somebody who has gone to a lonely place, वहाँ भी कुछ उनको आनंद मिले, so the Lord creates Gopinath, तुम्ही कृपा पारा बारा, जीवेरा कारणे, आसिया प्रपंचे, लीला कोयले, सुविस्तार. So the Lord creates this pastime of creation just so that we can learn about it and we can get liberated. We can read different incarnations of the Lord, different descents of the Lord, and rise above our own putrid pastimes. You know? Yeah, when you have something greater to relish, if we don't have something greater to relish, ultimately we are going to thrive on what? What goes on with our body, mind and soul. So, once, Mother Kaveri, she goes to, you know, the Supreme Lord and she prays, and, you know, this is not fair, O Lord. You have incarnated and played in the waters of Yamuna. You have incarnated and you have from your feet itself, Mother Ganga comes. But when is the chance that I will get to experience your beautiful grace and touch? That is when the Lord promises that very soon he will incarnate and reside on the banks of Kaveri. King Ikshvaku, he prays to Lord Brahma for awarding him a deity which he can worship so that he can begin his devotional service. You know, on daily basis, you know, we have our devotee, Adityacharya Prabhu. He makes beautiful images. You know, daily darshans, he does a little bit touch and then he sends different shlokas. So now we have this Gajendra shlokas going on. So, and I send it to many people. So, many devotees, you know, they are upcoming devotees, they call me up. And many serious devotees, they call and said, how can an elephant speak like this? How can an elephant, you know, talk about money, talk about, you know, renunciation? No, it seems that he has a past life. And this is not him. You know, as an elephant, how can he speak that? Which means that he has the remembrance of his past life as King Indradyumna. So I was just meditating that how, you know, devotional service is such a pakka insurance, you know, that your present devotional service is going to ensure your future remembrances, you know. Jeevan ke saath bhi, jeevan ke baad bhi. Such nice, you know, arrangement the Lord has made for devotional service. So here, for his own devotional service, Ikshvaku wanted the beautiful form of the Lord. So Lord Brahma, he requests Lord Narayana and the first deity ever carved by Lord himself, you know. This is so amazing, you know, that to know that the Lord himself carved the deity and gave it to Lord Brahma, who again gifted him to Ikshvaku, the dynasty of Lord Ram. And till Lord Ram, Sri Ranganath was worshipped as gifted by Lord Brahma to Ikshvaku, and dynasty after dynasty, the worship continued. Now just to hear that, you know, let the Lord himself carved, you know, the normally what happens, you know, when you become a big sculptor, you know, and then when some order comes, you just come in, you know, do the final touches. You know, but here, the Lord himself carved, you know, it is like opening a restaurant and, you know, you yourself cooking. You know, although you are big, you know, it's a very mundane thing, but somehow it comes to my mind that, you know, I remember going to our Krishna Charan Prabhu's restaurant, Srinaji's, was opening. And when we are sitting, you know, and then there comes a beautiful dosa, you know, and a rava dosa, I remember, many years back, but, you know, eating memories are very strong. So that dosa was so nice and so crispy and so perfect with color. I was wondering, you know, my God, who has made? And when we peeped in, we saw that the owner of the restaurant, who has chains of restaurants, you know, he himself is making, you know, the dosa and serving. So the perfection is to the zenith, right? So here, the Lord, who is the creator of the entire universe, is creating a beautiful deity. You can imagine the beauty of that deity. And that deity, that Lord himself, was worshipped by Lord Ram, by Lakshman, by Bharat, by Shatrughna. They all worshipped him. But during the Pattabhishek of Lord Ram, when Vibhishan came, when he wanted to return, he asked, what do you want? You know, Abhayda, Vardhan to everybody. He said, I want Ranganath. And Lord very happily gave Ranganath. Now, it's amazing that Sri Ranganath appeared lying down, only two-handed form, one to his chin, the hand is to his chin, other just lying on his body as he's reclining horizontally on Anantashesh. The deity was not given just only deity. It came with an entire Viman. You know, when Viman comes to us, our mind, you know, we remember, if you remember, you know, the old portrayals of, you know, Garuda Viman, you know, it has a dome above. So if you go to Ranganath, to Srirangam, you'll see there's a dome above, a beautiful dome with the entire Pranavakar Viman, the Lord appeared. The dome is so amazing, it is circular in shape. If you get enough time to take darshan, you know, I think these are the times when very less people come for darshan. So the altar is not, you know, spherical in shape, square in shape or rectangle in shape. It is spherical. So there are two meanings to the Pranavakar Viman. One is that it is in the shape of Om, and second is it is infested with the Bij Om on which the Lord Himself resides. So as the Lord was worshipped very nicely and handed over to Vibhishana, the entire dome, the entire Pranavakar Viman, it shrinks so that he can travel to Lanka, to the greater Lanka. But on the way, somehow or other, to fulfill the desire of another devotee. There are many stories of, you know, why he stopped at Srirangam. One story is that he wanted to reciprocate with Mother Kaveri. Second is there was a king who wanted to worship the form of Ranganath. So as Srirangam comes, Vibhishan ji remembers that he has to do his Sandhya Vandana. So that is the time when demigods send Lord Ganesha that you please go in the form of Brahmana and hold the Vimana. And as Vibhishan is doing his Sandhya, you place the Vimana in Srirangam, in the place near Kaveri. So same thing happens, and one person says that, you know, how when Vibhishan saw that the Lord has been placed, he runs behind the Brahmana, and, you know, as a pastime, he hits the Lord. And till today, there is a mountain on which there is a beautiful temple of Lord Ganesh, who has a bump here, just to show that, you know, that Vibhishan did pastime there. But as he comes back, the Lord says, don't worry, you know, I will face, my face will be, my glance will be always towards you as you go to Lanka. Please proceed as I would like to stay here. And the beautiful deity of Ranganath is there. The beautiful face, you know, we have heard the beautiful story of Shripada Ramanujacharya, where he shows the face to, whom does he show the face to? Dhanurdas. And, you know, actually, you know, luckily we have, you know, some pictures available of Lord Ranganath. And such a beautiful face, and the present face, there are golden eyes, where the eyes can be seen, but covered with, you know, gold. But a very beautiful, smiling face of Sri Ranganath. Sri Ranganath is the one deity which is glorified by all the Alvars. All the Alvars have spoken about different deities in their prayers called as Pasharams, which combined are called as Divya Prabandhams. But everybody has praised and worshipped Sri Ranganath. They have all have given different prayers of Ranganath. A very beautiful glorification where it says, Kaveri Viraja Setu Vaikunthe Ranga Mandire Sa Vasudeva Rangesha. Lord Ranganatha is a form of Lord Vasudev, who is on the banks of Kaveri, which is none other than Viraja Setu. And also Vaikuntha, the Lord resides there to accept the worship by all the devotees. Once there was a foreign resident who happened to lie down in the Ranganath temple. You know, if you start seeing your Ranganath temple, there is loads to speak. Note, it is the largest temple, which has, you know, so many different water bodies, so many different temples, a huge expanse. So this foreigner was lying down, and as Vibhishan comes every day to pay, you know, respects to Lord Ranganath, as he was leaving back, and carrying flowers for his worship as well as some maha flowers of Lord, the maha flowers fell, and they fell near this person, this devotee. And as the servants of Vibhishan were picking up, they picked him up also. And he reached the greater Lanka, where during the Brahma Muhurta, Sri Ranganath himself gives the darshan to Vibhishan, and Vibhishan does all the upcharas. And as he was offering the flowers, there comes this, you know, foreigner who is trembling to see such huge forms, such amazing place. So that is the time when Vibhishan says, please, please, you know, transport him back to Sri Ranganath, Sri Rangam. So he went back to New Zealand, and there he writes this story. So, you know, we can wonder how we ourselves don't know so many glories of the Lord, but such amazing pastimes the Lord till date does. Parashar Bhatta, he gives a beautiful form, you know, beautiful description of Lord. There was one of his disciples, you know, whose name is Nanajir. And he, you know, kept asking questions. So many questions he used to ask, you know. So, you know, somehow it reminded me of, you know, in the early days, how many questions, you know, same question we have asked all the preachers. Many times, not only to get the answer, but to check whether is everybody in sync. And yet not getting convinced. You know, but then, and especially when somebody says, okay, oh my God, such amazing question. I think I'll have to, you know, find out from a higher preacher, you know, and then feeling satisfied, oh wow, I asked something which he doesn't know. And forgetting the need of asking and getting the answer, you just get satisfied that, you know, I asked a question which he doesn't know. So here was Nanajir asking question to Parashar Bhatta, and then he said that the Moolavara deity of Sri Ranganath, he is called as Periyar Perumal. Perumal is the Lord. Periyar is the first ever deity. And his Utsav Bhuti, which is called as Nam Perumal. Nam Perumal in, you know, means my Lord, my sweet Lord. So here he said the Moolavara deity is Lord Krishna and the Utsava deity is Lord Ram. So he said, how can you say that? What is your basis of saying this? So he said, okay, you don't believe me? Go to Ranganath's deity and smell him. And as he goes and smells, he gets the smell of butter, by which he says that he is Krishna himself, you know, which is the conclusion of this third chapter, which says, you know, Ete Chamsha Kalapamsa Krishnastu Bhagavan Swayam Indrari Vyakulam Loke Mrayanti Yuge Yuge. So many things can be spoken about Lord Ranganath, but I just wanted to, you know, put unto you attention of the beautiful prayer written by Shripad Shankaracharya, you know, worshipped by everybody. Lord Ranganath is worshipped by everybody, and he is speaking a very beautiful ashtakam, which is called as Sri Ranganath Ashtakam. And here, he praises, he says that, I'm absorbed, I'm gone, I'm totally absorbed, and I am relishing the different aspects of Lord Ranganath. He says, first, he is describing the beautiful beauty of the Lord. What is the type of beauty the Lord has? Ananda rupe, nijabodha rupe, brahma swarupe, shruti murti rupe, shashanka rupe, ramaniya rupe, shriranga rupe, ramatam manome. My mind dwells, my mind enjoys the beautiful form of the Lord. The ananda rupe, the blissful form of the Lord. Nijabodha Rupe, one who reveals his own form, his own self. Brahma Swarupe Shrutimurti Rupe, the essence of all the scriptures. Shashanka Rupe, that form which is, you know, cooling like the million moons. Ramaniya Rupe, that which is thoroughly and fully enjoyable. Shri Ranga Rupe Ramatam Manome, very, very beautiful poetry. And second, he is talking about the beautiful Leela Sthalis of the Lord.
Kaveri tire karuna vilole, mandar mule dita charu kele, daityanta kale khila loka lile, Shri Rangalile Ramatam Manome.
As he does pastimes on the banks of Kaveri. Just like Kaveri has mild, you know, what is it called? Waves, ripples. So the Lord has such mild heart that out of His compassion, He is doing beautiful pastimes, Mandar Mule, below the Mandara tree. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful pastimes. And what is that beautiful pastime? That beautiful pastime is the pastime of killing, also killing of the demons. Shri Rangalile, my mind is absorbed and is enjoying the beautiful pastimes of Shri Ranganath. And third, he is talking about the different abodes of the Lord.
Lakshmi Nivase, Jagatam Nivase, Haritpadma Vase, Ravibimba Vase, Kripa Nivase, Gunavrinda Vase, Shri Ranga Vase, Ramatam Manome.
He is the abode of Lakshmi Devi. He is the abode of the entire universe, as he read. As he is beginning the creation, he is the one who holds the creation. Rit Padma Vase, staying in our heart. Ravi Bimba Vase, he resides in the orbit of sun. Kripan Vase, he is the abode of compassion. Gunavrinda Vase, and he is the abode of such amazing virtues. All the original beautiful virtues, they come from him. Shri Ranga Vase Ramatam Manome. Then he talks about the beautiful, how he is absorbed and how his mind is relishing the different kind of worships he has.
Brahmadi Vande, Jagateka Vande, Mukunda Vande, Suranatha Vande, Vyasadi Vande, Samakadi Vande, Shri Ranga Vande, Ramatam Manome.
Lord Brahma, he is worshipping the Lord. The entire universe is worshipping the Lord. Even Mukunda is worshipping the Lord. The Lord who is giving liberation to others, even he is worshipping the beautiful form of Lord Krishna. Suranath Vande, worshipped by demigods. Vyasadi Vande, worshipped by Srila Vyasadev. Sanakadi Vande, worshipped by the Sanat Kumaras. Shri Ranga Vande, I thoroughly enjoy and relish your beautiful worships done. Now where does he reside? Whose Lord is he?
Brahmadi Raje, Garudadi Raje, Vaikuntha Raje, Sura Raja Raje, Trailokya Raje, Khilaloka Raje, Shri Ranga Raje, Ramatam Manome.
The Lord of Brahma, the Lord of Garuda, the Lord of Vaikuntha, the Lord of all the Devatas. Trailokya Raje, Khilaloka Raje, the Lord of everybody. To that Supreme Emperor, I thoroughly enjoy the beautiful supremacy he has. Then, not only his supremacy, but his sleep. How he is beautifully sleeping. What are the qualities of his sleep?
You know, sleep, the very prominent feature of me at least. Amogamudre Paripurna Nidre.
He's saying Amogamudre Paripurna Nidre. Shri Yoga Nidre Sasamudra Nidre. Shitaika Badre ಜಗದೈಕ ನಿದ್ರೆ ಶ್ರೀರಂಗ ಭದ್ರೆ ರಮತಾಂ ಮನೋಮಿ. ಅಮೋಘ ಮುದ್ರೆ, ನೋಬಡಿ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಯು ನೋ ಡಿಸ್ಟರ್ಬ್ ಹಿಸ್ ಸ್ಲೀಪ್. ದೇ ಆರ್ ಮೆನಿ ಹೂ ಕೆನಾಟ್ ಬಿ ಡಿಸ್ಟರ್ಬ್. ಯು ನೋ ಐ ನೋ ಆಫ್ ಸೋ ಮೆನಿ ಡಿವೋಟೀಸ್ ಹೂ ಯೂಸ್ ಟು ಸ್ಲೀಪ್ ಇನ್ ದ ಆಶ್ರಮ್, ಅಂಡ್ ಇಫ್ ಸಂಬಡಿ ಓಪನ್ ದ ಲಾಕರ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಅ ಹೋಲ್ ಗ್ಲಾಸ್ ಫುಲ್ ಆಫ್ ಕಾಯಿನ್ಸ್ ಜಸ್ಟ್ ಫಾಲ್ಸ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಎವ್ರಿಬಡಿ ಇಸ್ ಅಘಾಸ್ಟ್, ಬಟ್ ದಿಸ್ ಡಿವೋಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಜಸ್ಟ್ ಲೈಯಿಂಗ್ ಅನ್ಡಿಸ್ಟರ್ಬ್ಡ್. ಅಮೋಘ ಮುದ್ರೆ ಪರಿಪೂರ್ಣ ನಿದ್ರೆ, ಫುಲ್ ಸ್ಲೀಪ್, ಸ್ಯಾಟಿಸ್ಫೈಯಿಂಗ್ ಸ್ಲೀಪ್. ದ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ಸಚ್ ಅಮೇಸಿಂಗ್ ಸ್ಯಾಟಿಸ್ಫೈಯಿಂಗ್ ಸ್ಲೀಪ್. ಶ್ರೀ ಯೋಗ ನಿದ್ರೆ, ಸಸಮುದ್ರ ನಿದ್ರೆ, ಲೈಯಿಂಗ್ ಇನ್ ದ ಓಷನ್. ಶ್ರೀತೈಕ ಭದ್ರೆ, ದ ಬ್ಯೂಟಿಫುಲ್ ಫಾರ್ಮ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಇಸ್ ಸೋ ಆಸ್ಪಿಷಿಯಸ್. ಜಗದೈಕ ನಿದ್ರೆ, ಅಂಡ್ ಹೀಸ್ ಯು ನೋ ಮೇಂಟೈನಿಂಗ್ ದ ಸ್ಲೀಪ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ಎಂಟೈರ್ ಲಿವಿಂಗ್ ಎಂಟಿಟೀಸ್. ಯು ನೋ ದೇ ಗೋ ಬ್ಯಾಕ್ ಟು ಹಿಮ್. ಶ್ರೀರಂಗ ಭದ್ರೆ, ಟು ದಟ್ ಆಸ್ಪಿಷಿಯಸ್ ರಂಗನಾಥ್, ಹಿಸ್ ಬ್ಯೂಟಿಫುಲ್ ಸ್ಲೀಪ್ ಐ ಎಂಜಾಯ್. ಸಚಿತ್ರಶಾಯಿ, ಹೌ ಡಸ್ ಹಿ ಸ್ಲೀಪ್, ವೆರ್ ಆಲ್ ಡಸ್ ಹಿ ಸ್ಲೀಪ್? ಸಚಿತ್ರಶಾಯಿ ಭುಜಗೇಂದ್ರ ಶಾಯಿ ನಂದಾಂಗ ಶಾಯಿ ಕಮಲಾಂಗ ಶಾಯಿ ಶಿರಾಭಿ ಶಾಯಿ ವಟಪತ್ರ ಶಾಯಿ ಶ್ರೀರಂಗ ಶಾಯಿ ರಮತಾಂ ಮನೋಮಿ. ಸೇಯಿಂಗ್ ಬ್ಯೂಟಿಫುಲಿ ಡ್ರೆಸ್ಡ್, ದ ಬ್ಯೂಟಿಫುಲ್ ಫಾರ್ಮ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ಲಾರ್ಡ್, ಹಿಸ್ ಡ್ರೆಸ್ಡ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಈ ಸ್ಲೀಪಿಂಗ್ ನೈಸ್ಲಿ. ವೆರ್ ಇಸ್ ಈ ಸ್ಲೀಪಿಂಗ್? ಹಿ ಸ್ಲೀಪಿಂಗ್ ಆನ್ ಭುಜಗೇಂದ್ರ, ಆನ್ ಅನಂತ ಶೇಷ್. ಹಿ ಸ್ಲೀಪಿಂಗ್ ಆನ್ ದ ಲ್ಯಾಪ್ ಆಫ್ ನಂದ ಮಹಾರಾಜ್. ನಂದಾಂಗ ಶಾಯಿ ಕಮಲಾಂಗ ಶಾಯಿ, ಹಿ ಈಸ್ ಸ್ಲೀಪಿಂಗ್ ಆನ್ ದ ಲ್ಯಾಪ್ ಆಫ್ ಶ್ರೀಮತಿ ಲಕ್ಷ್ಮೀ ದೇವಿ. ಶಿರಾಬ್ಧಿ ಶಾಯಿ, ಸ್ಲೀಪಿಂಗ್ ಆನ್ ದ ಬ್ಯಾಂಕ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಶೋರ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ಕ್ಷೀರೋದಕ್ ಶಾಯಿ, ಶಿರೋದಕ. ವಟಪತ್ರ ಶಾಯಿ, ಸ್ಲೀಪಿಂಗ್ ಆನ್ ದ ಬ್ಯೂಟಿಫುಲ್ ವಟಪತ್ರ. ಶ್ರೀರಂಗ ಶಾಯಿ ರಮತಾಂ ಮನೋಮಿ. ದೆನ್ ಹಿ ಸೇಸ್, ಓಕೆ ನೌ ಜಸ್ಟ್ ಹಿಯರ್ ದ ಗ್ಲೋರೀಸ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ಪ್ಲೇಸ್ ವೆರ್ ಹಿ ಇಸ್. ಇದಂ ಹಿ ರಂಗಂ ತಜತಾಂ ಹಿ ಅಂಗಂ. ಅಂಗಂ, ಒನ್ ಹೂ ತಜಂ, ಒನ್ ಹೂ ರೆಲಿಂಕ್ವಿಷಸ್ ಇಸ್ ಬಾಡಿ ಇನ್ ದಿಸ್ ರಂಗ, ಇನ್ ದಿಸ್ ರಂಗಕ್ಷೇತ್ರ. ಪುನರ್ ನ ಸಂಗಂ ಯದಿ ಸಂಗಮೇತಿ. He doesn't have to meet with a material body if he has met with Yadi Sangameti, if he has worshipped the beautiful form of Shiranga, Shiranganatha. Panauratangam, now the beautiful paraphernalia of the Lord. Panauratangam, in his hand is beautiful Sudarshan Chakra. Charanembukangam, the beautiful, you know, sword in his hand. Yane vihangam, his beautiful yana, his beautiful carrier is vihangam, that is Shri Garudadev. Shayane bhujangam, his sleeping is on Shri Anantadev. Such is the beautiful and glorious paraphernalia of the Lord. And then he gives the phalashruti.
Ranganathashtakam punyam pratarutthyaya patet. ಸರ್ವಾನ್ ಕಾಮಾವನಾಪ್ನೋತಿ ರಂಗಿಷ್ಯಾನು ರಂಗಿಷಾಯುಜಮಾಪ್ನುಯಾತ್.
ಹಿ ಅಟೈನ್ಸ್ ದ ಬ್ಯೂಟಿಫುಲ್ ಅಬೋಡ್ ಆಫ್ ರಂಗನಾಥ್. ಸೊ ದ ಬ್ಯೂಟಿಫುಲ್ ಮೇಂಟೈನರ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಪ್ರೊವೈಡರ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ಎಂಟೈರ್ ಯೂನಿವರ್ಸ್ ಆಸ್ ಹಿ ಈಸ್ ಎಕ್ಸೆಪ್ಟಿಂಗ್ ದ ಬ್ಯೂಟಿಫುಲ್ ಪುರುಷ ಇನ್ಕಾರ್ನೇಷನ್ಸ್. ಅವರ್ ಸಿನ್ಸಿಯರ್ ಪ್ರೇಯರ್ ಎಟ್ ದ ಲೋಟಸ್ ಫೀಟ್ of Lord Gopinath, that we don't forget the beautiful, you know, kind gesture of creating this universe and helping us so that we don't become ungrateful. So we will end the class here. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki. Sorry for going beyond the stipulated time. Granthraj Shrimad Bhagavatam ki. Anand Gaudiya Vaishnava Vrinda ki.